Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Bert Show.
We all made an agreement with each other a couple of weeks ago that we were all going to go 24 hours and write down the little lies that we tell throughout the entire day.
Big and small, right?
Big and small.
Well, we have to, I don't know if the reason we did it is because we have to determine what constitutes a lie, because we had an issue like omission. Is that a lie?
Yeah, what was
I said that would be my biggest defense.
Because there was like four categories.
Not saying anything.
Yeah, there's the little
on that list. Wasn't there four categories?
I'm looking for the list right now. Do you have it over there?
I could probably find it, but there was
It was like a white lie.
Yeah, and then there was the
omission, white lie,
blatant,
big ass, bold ass lie.
That's
like
the
blatant.
One.
I know for sure that I'm telling you a lie. And what was the fourth one?
Hang on, I'll find them.
I can't remember.
But on average...
All right, here are the types of lies. The white lie, the big lie, the exaggeration, and the omission.
So wait, what's the difference between the big and the exaggeration?
Exaggeration is just, it's based in truth, but you just exaggerate it, where the big lie is just, you flat out lie.
Fabricated.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I think a big lie would be, like for me, would be like, I graduated from Syracuse University. Because I went there, but I didn't graduate. So that's a pretty big lie. The exaggeration would be... No, that would be the exaggeration. The big lie would be I graduated from Harvard.
Right.
Because there's no basis of truth.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even been to Harvard except for walking past the campus once. You know what I mean? So
the omission one is easy. I mean, you just don't claim at all that you went to Syracuse or any school at all. Somebody asks you, what school do you go to? I never went to college. No, that's a lie.
No, it's a lie.
So
an omission would be if... Somebody says, hey, where did you go to school? And I said, oh, I went to Gannon University in Pennsylvania, and I took some classes at Onondaga Community College.
And just left it out completely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't mention Syracuse for whatever reason. Maybe I'm embarrassed of it, maybe whatever, blah, blah, blah. That'd be the omission. But those are the four categories.
So we're just going to, you know, take account of how many times we do that throughout the day?
Throughout the day.
Okay.
And what was the number? Do you have that stat there also? Because it was something... It was pretty stunning. Like how many times you lie?
Well, I think what you have to do, the way the experiment works, is we would all have to predict today or whatever day we're going to do this, how many lies of those four categories we would tell in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
And the surprising amount or the surprising fact is that when you come in, it's usually over double what you said it would be. I would say, let's say I'm going to be awake probably 16 or 17 hours today, so 18 hours. So I would probably tell at the most 9 lies, like once every other hour. And that could be as simple as, hey, are you walking by the kitchen? Like maybe if I get up to go to the kitchen, I just don't feel like bringing, you know, Bert a bag of chips back.
Right. You say no.
No, I'm not.
All right, let's try to predict how many going into the 24 hours.
Wow.
How many times do you guys think that you will lie or do the omission thing?
I'm actually going to say less than 9. I'd like to say 7.
7 for Jeff.
7 is my number.
Wendy.
24 hours.
And keep in mind, Wendy, you ditched Hobby last night in the middle of a bar and left our band. It's a mission right there.
So you're going to have to lie about. You're going to have to lie about what happened to you sometime today.
I'll go with 10.
You made me sound
10.
So pathetic right there.
10.
10?
10.
10 for Wendy.
10.
Okay.
Jen. And high.
Hmm.
I'm good at the omission one. I'm going with 12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa. Melissa's omission is going to be through the roof here.
Omission, you can tell, what I do.
Melissa closes up. I mean, well, she's got opinions, but she shuts down
if,
there.
If you don't have anything nice to say, then just don't sit like a bump on a log. You said 7, Jeff, and you said 12.
$1, Bob.
Yeah, why are we predicting our numbers?
Because we're going to count.
Interesting to see how many we actually. And you got to write down all day long today what the lies were and bring them to the table tomorrow.
I'm going to go between them. I'll say 9.
9?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with 10.
Okay.
I think it'll be 10 lies throughout the entire day.
Okay.
Is your family back in town?
They are not. Oh, that's a lie. They are. There's one. No, they're not.
Well, that's going to affect your number because you're not going to be around people to actually lie to them. So,
unless, like, Stacy calls and I don't feel like picking up and I say, oh, yeah, I was really getting bad reception or something like that.
Is that a lie?
I do that all the time.
If your phone rings and you let it go to voicemail, but you're available to talk, is that a lie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Well, and use...
Well, you can't screen phone calls?
Well, if she says, how come you didn't pick up what I called before? And I say, I didn't even realize that you called. Even though I saw it go to voicemail.
My ringer was off.
That's a bold-faced lie. Right.
But what if you never even have to address it with her? What if you're in your car... And you're doing nothing but singing along to the Sound of Music soundtrack like you often do. And your phone rings.
It happens.
You're available to take it.
And I don't.
But you hit ignore. That's technically a lie, right?
I think that's a lie because you are available.
Because you're like, I'm going to pretend I'm not busy. So I'm going to push the button on the top.
That's technically a lie.
I might have to reevaluate my number.
You're on The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.